Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Nassan, N-A-S-S-A-N, Rejas, R-E-J-I-S, Hoyos, H-O-Y-O-S. Nassan Rejas Hoyos is a 46-year-old male and reports he injured his left arm and wrist at work on 2/11/22. Appeared he was operating a machine that caught his left arm and pulled it inside the machine. Appeared he bent the elbow to get the hand out. Appeared he did go to Christ Hospital emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a left wrist fracture. Paired this was splinted. Paired he had no casting or surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Paired new paragraph, per his claim petition, Mr. Rejas Hoyos alleged his arm was caught by a machine on 2/11/22, causing permanent injury to the left hand and wrist. Paired treatment records show he was seen at Christ Hospital on 2/11/22 period. We are only in receipt of his discharge instructions that listed a diagnosis of fracture of the ulnar styloid period. He was to keep his splint dry, comma, take Motrin or Tylenol, comma, and follow up with orthopedics in 1 week period. New paragraph. On 2/11/12, he was also seen at Concentra, who diagnosed him with a fracture They described x-rays of the left hand, and the left hand were negative, but wrist x-rays showed an ulnar styloid fracture. Period. He was advised to be seen by an orthopedic hand specialist. Period. On 2/15/12, he was seen by Dr. Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y, at Concentra. Period. Dr. Reddy found Dr. Reddy wrote he had a traumatic closed fracture of the ulnar styloid with minimal displacement, as well as a sprain of the left wrist. Period. They were awaiting hand specialist authorization. Period. He was to follow up in 1 week if the specialist appointment had not yet occurred. Period. He participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. On 2/11/12, scratch that. On 2/21/12, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Chan, C-H-A-N, at U.S. Med Group. Period. And bold this. This is a separate listing for the record review, and it is not at Concentra. Dr. Chan diagnosed a crush injury of the left forearm. There was no evidence of compartment syndrome or neural injury, nor was there any muscle damage. But he thought the ulnar styloid fracture appeared to be acute, but does not need intervention. But he was going to have the petitioner weaned from his splint and send him to physical therapy. Period. He followed up with Dr. Chan 3/4/4/12. Period. He was doing well overall. Period. There was full range of motion with discomfort along the ulnar aspect of the wrist. Period. There's some discomfort palpation along the dorsal aspect of the TFCC, although grind test was negative. Period. The remainder of clinical exam was normal. Period. Dr. Chan postulated it was possible he had injury to the TFC, although at this point his recommendation would be to go slow with observation. Brady cleared Mr. Reyes-Hoyos to normal activities without restrictions. Brady could return if symptoms returned or recurred. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed equivocal swelling on the ulnar aspect of the left wrist, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. He demonstrated guarded range of motion in the left wrist with radial and ulnar deviations to 10 degrees and extension to 55 degrees, but flexion to 60 degrees. Brady complained of tenderness in the entire limb when doing this range of motion. Period. However, when he demonstrated a click in the wrist by forcefully twisting it in all directions, he did have crepitus palpated. Period. Nevertheless, he did have full range of motion during this odd maneuver. Period. Right wrist extension was full to 60 degrees. Period. Motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He was tender to palpation at the left proximal radial forearm as well as the ulnar carpal junction, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrists, elbows. Phelan's maneuver on the left elicited tenderness at the ulnar carpal junction and small finger, but no paresthesias. Period. On the right, this was entirely negative. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were also negative to be inserted. Period. During these other provocative maneuvers, he demonstrated full range of motion of the left wrist. Period. Spine cervical normal. Impressions on 2/11/22. Nassan Reyes-Hoyos injured his left wrist at work when it got caught on a machine. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day where he was found to have an ulnar styloid fracture that was immobilized. Brady then was seen at Concentra, who treated him conservatively for several weeks. Brady eventually was seen by hand specialist Dr. Chan, who had him participate in physical therapy. Brady did well, and as of 4/4/22, was discharged to regular activities. Brady paragraphed the current examination, found variable mobility about the left wrist. Brady, he had virtually a flat line distribution on hand dynamometry indicative of limited volitional effort. But there was a question of some swelling on the ulnar aspect of the left wrist. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hands and wrists were not consistently positive. Period. The paragraph there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. This is the orthopedic residuals of a ulnar styloid fracture treated conservatively with an excellent result. Period. End.